Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monaco 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the neighbourhood of Jericho in Oxford, a popular student area filled with cosy pubs and array of independent bars and cafes. Our guide is Monaco's Hester Underhill.
The small Oxford neighbourhood Jericho lies a short walk north of the city centre and is filled with streets of tiny Victorian terrace houses built as homes for the city's canal workers. In the 1950s, Jericho was home to the city's red light district and rapidly became run down. At one point, there were even plans to demolish the whole area and replace these rows of tiny brick houses with large industrial units. Today, however, Jericho is one of the most appealing neighbourhoods in Oxford, and is a hub of student activity and independent business. For visitors looking to avoid the crowds of tourists who flock to Oxford in summer months, Jericho is the perfect place to find somewhere to relax away from the masses, and has an impressive array of cosy pubs and bustling cafes. Little Clarendon Street, a picturesque, narrow side street strung up with twinkling garland lights, has a lot to offer when it comes to grabbing a bite to eat. At one end is Taylor's, an Oxford sandwich institution often teeming with students picking up a coronation chicken baguette on their way to the library. Further down is Pierre Victoire, a pint-sized French bistro serving up creamy moule marinière, popular tapas joint Al-Andalus, and Japanese Moshi, which has a selection of fresh sushi, dumplings and curries which can be taken away to eat in the lush university parks in summer. Also on the street is another Oxford institution, ice cream parlour George and Davis. Here you can sample more experimental flavours like fig and mascarpone, blackcurrant and honey, alongside classics like rum and raisin and mint chocolate chip. Those with a serious sweet tooth can also indulge in ice cream cookie sandwiches doused in smooth chocolate sauce, as well as generous banana splits and whipped cream topped sundaes. The cafe is open until midnight every day, welcoming students after late night library sessions as well as revellers looking for a sweet snack after a night in the pub. Wharton Street runs down the centre of Jericho and is home to some of the city's best restaurants and cafes. At the northern end is Zheng, which was dubbed possibly the best authentic Chinese Malaysian in the country by critic Giles Corran when it opened in 2015. Further down is Mamma Mia, a small Neapolitan pizza joint favoured by locals, and Jericho Cafe, which serves up great coffee alongside an excellent cake selection. Finding a good pub in Jericho is not hard. There is a Gardener's Arms tucked away down a quiet residential side street, which serves up tasty vegan burgers alongside pints of local ale. The snug Harcourt Arms, which has a blazing fire in winter. And near the canal is the Bookbinders, a family-run pub, which has been in business since 1869. Further to the north of the area is the Anchor, a smart gastro pub with a large outdoor seating area. The pub is near the entrance to Port Meadow, a vast area filled with grazing horses and cattle, which stretches down along the river and is a popular wild swimming spot in summer. Be sure to head back to the Anchor to refresh with a pint after a long day of lounging in this idyllic meadow in summer.
This has been episode number 130 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Hester for the tour in the neighbourhood of Jericho in Oxford. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.